This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Imagine this scenario. You're driving with your 11-year-old daughter when she reads a highly inappropriate slogan plastered all over a camper van. Now, I won't read the slogan. Let's just say it could easily be interpreted as condoning rape. How do you explain it to your child? Should you even have to? Sydney mum Paula Orbea started an online petition addressed to the founder of Wicked Campers after her daughter saw a demeaning message on one of their camper vans. Yesterday, last time I checked, that petition had over 100,000 signatures. Paula Orbea is on the line. Hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
How many signatures did you have last time you checked?
115,000 we've passed.
Yeah, wow. It's really growing, isn't it?
It is.
Tell us what happened and how your daughter reacted to what she saw.
She was on a trip and she saw the slogan, which is, yes, we won't repeat it. But it pretty much categorised all girls as wanting it, I think is the nicest way of saying it, which is just so dangerous. And on the back of the van, she understood there's a certain word that was there that she understood. So she, when I saw her again after that trip, I wasn't there. She said to me, I saw the most horrible thing on the back of the van. And I had actually just talked about Wicked Campers on my Facebook blog page and was just so outraged that we went straight to the Advertising Standards Bureau site to lodge a complaint. And as I didn't witness it myself, my daughter stepped up, who's 11, and lodged the complaint under her name.
And so it's not the first time someone's complained against Wicked Campers, is it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's been years and years of complaints, and the Advertising Standards Bureau have upheld many of those complaints, but unfortunately the CEO of the ASB mentioned the other day that it's been a few years that Wicked Campers has just ignored the suggestion to take things down, so they actually have no power to enforce the taking down of any advertising. They can only suggest that it has crossed ethical codes, uphold complaints, but they actually have no power. So that's actually the really big problem in the whole scheme of things with businesses such as Wicked Campers, but
so
there are other people.
How could we change this? What would be an appropriate way of dealing with this kind of thing then?
Well, I think this is government level. I mean, it's got to be some sort of legislation that fines, or, you know, that there'd be some sort of repercussion for crossing those boundaries, those ethical boundaries. And that's where it becomes shady, I suppose, is what, when does it constitute to create a fine? But as the ASB all sit around and actually rule that something has crossed an ethical code, you would think that at that point then there's got to be somebody that has should be able to enforce or fine a company for not taking the recommendation of taking it down. There are many that are so crass that they just perpetuate an impression, especially against women, but they have also been homophobic, racist, and also paint males in a really, you know, sex-obsessed way.
Yeah,
for example, there's a really, there's a really horrible image of a man kind of creepy-looking, and it says, "We're here for your daughters." That to me, is a dangerous perspective. So is it, you know, does it cross a line? Is it, you know, is it a joke? I think that's where people, you know, will agree to disagree.
So why do you think Wicked Campers have been so unresponsive, and how would you like them to respond?
I think they've just gone about business. They've been successful. I think their target audience is backpackers, tourists. People have said that they're cheap, and so they've been successful with it. So they're not going to change the formula because it works for them.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them take it down, just the ones that, you know, they just cross that line. And if we keep perpetuating, I think it's the idea that it perpetuates a perspective that then that becomes normalised. When you start to normalise something, when you just keep washing it over us, then it becomes normalised, and then that's when it gets dangerous. For women and girls especially.
Okay, well, people are listening and they want to find out more, they want to sign your petition. What can they do?
Well, actually, yesterday I was inundated with comments on the blog, and I would say 95% of them were already people saying, I've written to TripAdvisor, I've written to, you know, youth hostels, you know, to spread the word that they're a company that has no integrity, really, because that's the word. I think it's integrity that we need to embrace that a bit more. I think it's really easy to be crass, easy to kind of go to that gutter humour. But, you know, have some integrity. But people have been very active, so they could check out the comments on my blog. There have been so many great suggestions on people to write to and things like that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for filling us in, and good on you for taking a stand. It takes courage because you do cop a lot of flack. But
yes, I do. Yes, I have. But actually, I'll be honest, it has been 95% complete support.
Yeah.
I think people have had enough, and this just hit a chord.
Oh, that's good. Okay. A Sydney mum, Paul Albia, who started the petition against Wicked Campus, can find her petition online at change.org.au. I also have put a link up on the Hope Mornings Facebook page.